Okay, everybody, so today's daf is daf Mem Zayin. We're holding the top line. Zok the Gemara, Hoya Echad Mehen Mesach Bekuvya. The Gemara is now quoting from our Mishnah, where we said in our Mishnah that although, of course, Min HaTorah, people that are Nishba, are Nishboin, Veloy Mishalmin, Midrabon, we had five categories of those who are Nishboin, the Noitlin. One of them was Shekenegdoi Choshed Al Hashvur, meaning that the person that was supposed to make a Shvur was not eligible to make a shvua, was not qualified to make a shvua, because unfortunately he had previously sinned. In which respect did he sin? So we had in the Mishnah, Achashvus Eidus, Achashvus Apikadon, Vafilishvua Shov, that he had previously made false shvuas. But then the Mishnah continued on, not only that, what happens if the person was a Masachi Bekuvia, Umalva Beribis, Mafrichi Yoin, Masachi Shvias? Also the same halacha applies to them, that these people are not qualified to go and make a shvur in Bez. Okay, why did we have to mention these four after all? We already went through a person who had previously violated shvur sa'edis, shvur sa'pikodin, shvur shav. Why do we have to add Masachi, Bekuvia, and the others? Says him, I'll tell you what, hasul amali, tana psul yarais, tana psul drabanan. The first three, when we said the person had previously violated shavuos by making false shavuos, shavuos edis, pekodin, shavuos shav, that was min ha-Torah. Now we're talking about the Rabbanon. Masachim Bekuvia is a Rabbanon. And therefore, these are the things which I might not have known disqualify a person from making a shavuos. Kamashu in the Mishnah as yet. Now, even though the four on the surface are not all Rabbanons, Masachim Bekuvia is a Rabbanon because that's a din of an asmachta, asmachta loy kanya. There was no gezel involved, but midraban. What's malva beribis? So Tosis and Sanhedrin says, that even though ribis, of course, is deraisa, but that's only by ribis kitsutsa, not by avak ribis. Mafrichi yoinim is similar to Masachi Bekuvia, also gambling in this dove races. It's another pshat of Eira, but the Pasha pshat is that it's talking about dove races. And finally, Sochri Shvias is Shvias Bizmanazer, where Shemitah is Rabbanan, according to our Mishnah. Anyway, so therefore we have now added Psul Rabbanan, also pasul you from making a Shvuah, and so therefore we take the Shvuah away from you, and we put it on to the other party to be a Nishba, the Noitim. And then the Mishnah said, what about how you Shneim Chashud? You have, for instance, a Malva and a Loiva. And what happened now? The Malva says to the Loiva, you owe me $100. The Loiva says, I only owe you $50. He has to make a shvur. But unfortunately, this loiva has already a rap sheet indicating that he has previously been over one of the things that we just discussed, either regarding one of the three shvuas, tiraisa, or he is a masachi pekuvia, etc. So what do we say in the Mishnah? Take away the shvur and give it now to the malva. What happens if the malva happens to be the same type of individual who has also previously violated these various halachas, and therefore he too is a choshed al shvur. What do we do now? So the Gemara, the Mishnah already said that there is a machlokes. What's the machlokes? Says the Mishnah, Yushnein chashud, and both of them are choshed al shvur. Chazra shvur limkoima. What that means, we'll see shortly in the Gemara. Divir of Yoisi. Remeir oimer yachloiku, since he cannot make a shvur, he can't make a shvur, just split it down the middle. So you have a machlokes of Yoisi and Remeir. So now, the first thing the Gemara wants to know is, who said what? It was Rabbi Yoisi that said, Chodesh Shvulam Koima, and Remeir says, Yachloiku, like it says in our Mishnah, or maybe Pung Fakeh.
What is the Pshat Chodesh Shvulam Koima?
It's an excellent question. The Gemara is going to deal with that at length. We're going to deal with that for about 20, 25 minutes, Amir Tashem, in today's daf. But in the meantime, first we want to know, who says what? Omli Rav Rav Nachman, Heichi Tanan. When it's Heichi Tanan, says Rashi, was it Rabbi Yoisi that said Yachloiku? Was it Rabbi Meir that said Yachloiku? Omalag Leyadana, ich weiß nicht, I don't know. Hilchus Samai, and how do we pask it? Omalag Leyadana, ich weiß nicht.
When Nachman is the dying.
Rabbi Yoisi, don't be so nervous. Amir Tashem, we still have a few lines to go. Itmar, Omer Rabbi Yosef, when you mean Omer Rav Nachman. Same Rav Nachman. Says Rabbi Yoisi, Omer Yachloiku. Didn't Rav Nachman just say he doesn't know? Say the Mepharshim. Initially, Rav Nachman didn't know, and therefore he delved. Then he reviewed his Shas again and again a few times, and Yerushalmi and Midrashim and all the rest, and he came up that it was Rav Yoisi that says, Yachloik. That's not what it says in our Mishnah. In our Mishnah it says, Rav Meir, I'm Yachloik. But that was the conclusion of Rav Nachman. V'chein toni Rav Zvid bar Oishia, Rabbi Yoisi oimri yachloikum. Ikriyami, there's another version. Toni Rav Zvid, om Rav Oishia, Rabbi Yoisi oimri yachloikum. Om Rav Yosef bar Menyumi, Ovid Rav Nachman, Uvda yachloikum. Not only was Rav Nachman mekabel, and he established that the Mishnah Taka says, Rabbi Yoisi oimri yachloikum, he paskan aloch alamaisa yachloikum. This is consistent with the Gemara Masechta Sanhedrin on Daf, not Sanhedrin, Masechta's Erevin on Daf Mem Vav Amid Beis, where the Gemara says over there, when you have a machloikis between Rabbi Yoisi and Rabbi Meir throughout Shas, we typically paskin like Rabbi Yoisi. And therefore, since we say Rabbi Yoisi Oimi Yachloiku, that's why Rabbi Nachman said, we paskin Taka Yachloiku.
What's about our Mefurish Mishnah?
We have a Mefurish Mishnah.
Machloikis.
We have the benefit of a printed Gemara. In the times of Rav Nachman, everything was about that. And there was a Shaila at that time. What did Rav Yossi hold? What did Rav Meir hold? And they finally determined, bottom line, that it's Rabbi Yosi that said Yachloiku, and it's Rabbi Meir that says Chodesh Shulam Kaima. What we should be doing now is calling up Art Scroll and all the publishers and all the printers and saying, please change the Mishnah.
No, we should tell Rabbi Yehuda to change the Mishnah. Rabbi, we should tell Rabbi, you can't call him up.
They didn't have their version of the Mishnah.
They had.
Yes, but they had a corrupted version.
We have a corrupted
version. But Nachman had a corrupted version of the Mishnah. Clearly he did, because the fact is that they had a different version.
Rabbi didn't put this in.
Rabbi put it in, but Rabbi Nachman had a corrupted version.
The question was that in times of Rav and Rav Nachman, they had apparently two versions of our Mishnah, and they weren't sure who said what. Hey Chitran, says Rashi, Hey Chitran. Rabbi Yosef Oimi Yachloiku, or the Meir Oimi Yachloiku. But Nishkevis, initially they said, well, you done, I don't know. I talk in my Gemaras, which are Madura Basra, Vaitzuas Vagshal, says Taka, as you say, the Meir Oimi Yachloiku. But maybe there are other Gemaras that say otherwise. So tell me, what are the same Mishnayos? So Gemara eventually decided that the real correct girsa is Rabbi Yosi Oimi Yachloiku, and therefore,
not Rabbi Meir.
And that's why we paskin like Rabbi Yosi, because more than 8 of 7, we have Machloikis, Meir, and Rabbi Yosi, we paskin like Rabbi Yosi. And continuing on, Chodesh Shulam Kaimi, you remember you asked, what does that mean? And that's what the Gemara is going to address right now. What means it's choizulam kain, the hechen choza? Which mokain? Where does it go back? Amram Ami. It's a machloikis between the Rabbi Seinu Shabbat Bavel and the Rabbi Seinu in Eretz Yisrael. Who are these? The Gemara will identify them momentarily. Yes, you can look it up in Sanhedrin, Yitzhak, and the Beis, but it's not necessary because our Gemara already does the chore for us. So Amram Ami. Rabbi Seinu Shabbat Bavel, Amru Chozra Shvuah L'Sinai. What does that mean, Chozer Shvuah L'Sinai? So if you look at the Rashi, starting on the third line from the top, L'Shvuas Har Sinai Sheyishbia HaKadosh Baruch Hu Es Yisrael Aloi Sigzar. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us many years ago, Rabbi Isai, don't steal. Is that the same L'Sigzar in the Aseret HaDibrei?
No, that's
not.
That's
kidnapping.
Because there's Chiyah Misa.
Exactly right. So of course it's together with the others, L'Sinav and L'Sigzar, and doesn't say Leisigzal anyway, it says Leisignoif. But regardless, so this Leisigzal, of course, is no din of Misa, there's only a din of, is there a din of Malkis? To one of those that it's a Lav Shemitik La'aseh. Because if you're Heshiv Zayzela, you have already corrected, so to speak, the Zayla. How much do you have to pay? Sometimes Kefil, sometimes Talad Vehei, if you're doing a Tzlicha Mechira. Sometimes you have to bring Korban Osher. Well, but that's not our discussion now. But bottom line is, Kadosh Baruch Hu is Mashbi Yisrael, don't steal. V'hu Yifram min ha-koifer momen l'chaveri. You have someone who's a koifer, in other words, he denies illegally and criminally and corruptly. He says, I don't owe the money when he does. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, I'll take care of it. Avbezen einis kakit loy l'shvua v'loy l'piray. So what the Gemara is telling us is, what Rashi is explaining is, that according to this first pshat of Rabbi Seinu Shabbat Bavel, Chozer Shvuah L'Mekoyimim means, Chozer Shvuah L'Mekoyimim means Chozer Shvuah L'Sinai. What means L'Sinai? Normally, either the Malva or the Loivu would bring proof, either with a shtar or with a. There's no proof. Okay, but since it was a Moed Mitzas, we say to the Loiva, make a shwa. He can't make a shwa. He's not qualified. He's a shtekhu criminal because he was over on one of the shwas, or he's a gazla, whatever. Okay, so take away the shwa from him, put it on the malva. Fortunately, the malva is cut from the same cloth, and he can also not make the shwa. Say the Rabbi Tzeni Shabbabah, if that's the case, Bezin should say, case closed, we will not even try to decide this halacha, try to decide this din taira, because we do not have any evidence, neither can make a shvua. Rabbeinu Shalom, it's yours. You take this back and you figure out, Rabbeinu Shalom, what you want to do. And whoever is the real guy, he'll met Hashem get his money. And whoever is the bad guy, he will lose his money. Hashem, his baruch, will take care of it.
So, how's that explicated in Chazar Shvua Limkoma?
Limkoma, where did the shvuas all come from? In the Torah from Hashem. We have Shavuos Hashem Tia Ben Shneim. That's that there are Shavuos are in the Torah. So we send it back to the Torah and say, we tried the best we could to administer the oaths to the Leiva. We couldn't because he's unfortunately a criminal. We said, okay, switch it now to the Malva. Unfortunately, he's also a criminal. So what do I do? Kadosh Baruch Hu, you figure it out. It's up to you.
I'm not going to be Eskim. When Kohen, I thought was Lashon of to the Makom.
That's fine too. At the end of the Rashi, it says Bezin ain niskaka loy shvuah loy peron. Bezin says since neither we cannot administer a shvuah to either of them, so forget about it. Close the case.
It's really a figure of speech because the shvuah isn't happening altogether, so it's not going back.
Opportunity for shvuah.
What you're saying is absolutely correct. It's just a poetic figure of speech. And we say, take it back to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Let him go and tell us what to do.
Send it back to the kitchen.
Oh. And now we have another view, and this I'm sure you'll be much happier with, and that is Rabbi Seni Shabbat Yisrael Amru. That was Rabbi Seni Shabbat, which is Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Seni Shabbat Yisrael Amru, Chaz Rishvua Lemechuyev La. What means Lemechuyev La? Says Rashi. Who was the one that was supposed to make the shvua originally?
The
Moira Mixas guy, that's the Loiv, right? The Malv is the plaintiff, right. The Loiv is the defendant. The Loiv says, I'm Moira Mixas, I only owe you 50 out of 100. He should make the shvua, but he cannot make the shvua. Well, we send the shvua over to the Malva. The Malva can't take the shvua. So we send it back to the original Loiv, but since he cannot make a shvua, whoever is not able to make a shvua and yochel shava is mishalein, and that's the next rashi. L'mechuyevlo al zeh shehoidim miktas. Here, this is physical. This is not just poetic. We send back the shvua to the one that said moidim miktas. Kim shen yochel shava shari choshenu yishalein.
That's the Naskar Rav Abba story.
We're going to have Naskar Rav Abba in another few minutes.
Was it Gantz $100? He paid everything.
He's going to have to pay everything. That's correct. Since he cannot go make it, the 50 he has to pay because he had already admitted. But even the other 50, since he cannot make a shvua, he's going to have to pay. Okay. Amra Papa, if you were wondering until now who's the Rabbi Seni Shabbat and who's the Rabbi Seni Shabbat Yisrael, Amra Papa, Rabbi Seni Shabbat, that's Rav and Shmuel. Rabbi Seni Shabbat Yisrael is Rav Abba. Now, where do we find this Rav and Shmuel? Apparently from the next Shikra Gemara, it's not that they specifically addressed our Mishnah, but rather we'll be able to see what they hold based on their explanation and explication of Mishnayis and Braises that we're going to bring. Or it could be just simply the Gemara trying to bring a raya that these are the attack of the representative above all, one holding the Sinai and the other one the Mechuyifla. So Rav and Shmuel did not. What did they say? It says in our Mishnah, if Yisoyimim are the ears of the Malve, and they're trying to go and collect, they can only collect by making a shvur. What's the shvur we already had in the Mishnah? It's a three-ply shvur. Shvur shleifakadnu abba, shvur shlei amarlanu abba gunish, and that we didn't find a shoiver. The Roshana Mishnah men hey, chen yisam liparu b'shvur, shvur shleifakadnu abba, le amarlanu abba shlei, le amarlanu abba, and shlei amatzinu ben shtaroitzev shel abba sheshar zeh perua. What's the chiluk between Shalit Pekadnu Abba, Le Omalanu Abba? So we already explained when we learned the Mishnah that one is talking about Bishas Misa, Nebuchadnezzar, and he didn't say anything. And in prior years, when we discussed business affairs with our father, he also didn't say anything that would negate the strength of this Shtar. And finally, we looked through all of his records, no indication that this was paid, no notation in his Machberes, no receipt, Gunish. So that's the Shvur that they have to go and make. And when we learned this Mishnah, we started asking, Miman, when we say that the assignment when they want to collect from the loiva, who do they want to collect from? Ilema mi loiva, we're talking about mamish the loiva, the loiva that was the one that borrowed the money. Avun shoka b'loy shvua, the inu b'shvua, if the malve, their father, was still alive, he wouldn't need to make a shvua, he would go and take out the shtar, and the shtar says, you owe me the money. And what are you saying? Well, since Nebuchadnezzar, their father passed away, they have to add on a shvua. Why do they have to be add on a shvua? Why do they have to be frumer than their father? If the father would have been enough with a shtar, why are we saying, not only do they have to bring the shtar, they also have to make a shvua? Why do they have to make that shvua? It doesn't make sense. If anything, we should have rachmonis on the assignment, not add further burdens to the assignment. Elohachik amar, pshat in the Mishnah Zazor. Not when the assignment want to get from the loiva, when the assignment want to get from the other assignment. Never, both the malva and the loiva passed on. What they're doing upstairs in Shemayim Beis Manish, but we know that the assignment downstairs are having a dispute where the assignment of the malva say to the assignment of the loiva, your father owed our father money, here's a shtar. Ah, about that, then they have to go and make a shvua. What is the shvua that they have to say, since neither party really knows anything fast, because they're both just in the Yorshim seat, so they have to make a shvua, like we said, we didn't find the shoiver, and that's when they go and collect. So that's the pshat in the Mishnah. But now we come to Rav Shmuel. Rav Shmuel, Yamar Tavayu, lo yishanu, when do we say this halacha, that they have to go and make this shvua, even though they were showed the shtar? Elishamais malva b'chayi loiva. It's only that the malva passed away first before the loiva passed away. Ah, avol meis loiva b'chayi malva. But if the loiva passed away before the malva, kvar neschayiv malva lebnei loiva shvua bein odem moidish shvua lebanav. What does all of that mean? If the loiva passed away before the malva, so the malva is here. The malva goes and presents a shtar to the b'nei loiva, to the heirs, and he wants to get paid. Now, we already said in our Mishnah, ein nefroy menichsi yisoyimim ela b'shvur. Anytime you want to go and collect from yisoyimim, you have to make a shvur. Ah, so that malva would have had to go and make a shvur. What shvur would he have to make? He would make a shvur that this shtar was not paid, that your father, the loiva, never paid me a nickel, and I'm still out of pocket, and you owe me money. Aha. Okay, so that's a shvua that he can make. That shvua, however, he cannot be moidish lebanav. In other words, he cannot say, or we, the bezin, cannot say, children, say the same shvua that your father would have made. What shvua was that? That this choiv was not paid. They can't make that shvua because
it's true.
They don't know if it's true. They're not the malva. Maximum, they can go make the shvua that we said in our Mishnah, shvua shli b'kadnu abba, that our father didn't tell us anything. But that wasn't the shvua that the father had to make. The shvua that he had to go and make was shvua that they didn't, that the loiva didn't pay. Okay, so what difference does that make? Says our Gemara, ein odem moidish shvua lebanav. The word shvua is really, nobody's moidish a shvua, but ein odem moidish nechosim or mamayin Shemachuyev olav shvua, if that shvua is not the same as the father's shvua. What the Gemara is telling us is, and we'll look in the Rashi in a moment, that it, since the father had one form of shvua, what was that form of shvua? That the loiva, you didn't pay me a nickel, here's the shtar, go and pay me. The Yisoyimim cannot make that shvua because of the fact that they don't know the facts, they weren't around, they can only make as a our father didn't tell us anything, we didn't find a shoiver, we don't know. That's the shvua that the father cannot be moidish lebanav. The only shvua that he can be moidish is the one is the shvua hamuteles olav, the one that he is required to make, but they cannot make that shvua since he can no longer make the shvua, he's already in the oilam emes. And since the children cannot go and make that shvua, so then we're stuck. Nobody can make a shvua, neither they, those Yisayim. The other Yisayim cannot make a shvua. The Loivis Yisayim can't say that it was paid, because they don't know. Therefore, they hold, Bezin will throw up its hands and say, I can't force anybody to make a shvua, and that's the makor, or at least support, that Rav and Shmuel hold, Chozer Shmuel the Sinai, that we're stuck in a stalemate. We cannot force either side to go and make a shvua. Let's take a quick look at the Rashi. Ve'ein odem moidish. Rashi's almost halfway down the Rashi's. a quarter from the top of the amud. Then other moish lebon of mamain shemachuyim olav shvua. A person cannot go and leave Birusha mamain to which is attached a shvua. What does that mean? Alma hoyul v'hu machuyim shvua shlo yiskabalti choyv ze. He is machuyim to make a shvua. Were the loyvet to be alive, he would go and say, Rabbi Isai, I would never mekabel this choyv. They cannot say that because they don't know. They can only swear Elishalib Kanu Abba, says Rashi, and this is the key. The Ein Zu Hashvua Hamuteles Alaviyam. That wasn't the shvua that the father would have made. The father could have made a shvua's bari. I never got paid. They can only do this kind of shvua shema. We don't really know. We just know that there's nothing in the documents, nothing in the records. Father didn't tell us anything, etc., etc. And so this is not the shvua metalis of him. Therefore, he cannot be moirish that shvua to them. Why is that?
Because they have the
shtar.
They don't know.
Because you're talking about the yasmi loiv.
Right.
Because I mean, the malvin side has the shtar,
right, right.
And they don't know if it was paid or not.
Right.
So they can't go and swear that it was paid. So on this type of says, karma Rav Shmuel shlo yiporu. That being the case, don't pay. And that's go back to the lashon of this original Brisa, or the Gemara, which says, Ela hochi kama, b'cheni yisoymen yisoymen yiporu, ela b'shvua. They can only go and be parei with a shvua. Rav Shmuel diyam tabai, lo yishonu. But if it was fakert, ain oda mori shvua lebonav, then lo yiporu b'chlal. Then there's no piroin. Ah, since there's no piroin, continue the Rashi. Alma m'chuyim shvua v'en yichoyim l'mishava, lo yizeh, v'lo yizeh. Neither the Yorshim of the Malvi can go and make the shvua that their father would have had to make. Because that shvua was that there was no piroin at all, and that shvua they cannot go and use now. They can't go and utter that shvua, and that was the shvua mutelis olav, and therefore they got that shvua biyerusha, but they can't do anything with it. Therefore, svira l'rav shvua chazr shvua l'sinai ve'in kam l'shvua v'le piroin. Gunish mitgunish.
Yes, I didn't catch the fact why the father having a star would have had.
Yeah, why does he take a shvua? A star is not.
Because they're yisomim. They're yisomim.
No, you cannot take.
It was just the low value he could have collected right away. Here's my star, pay me.
So the father would be subject to pay even with a star.
Shvua, exactly. It's the Mishnah.
Anytime you want to collect from Yisoyim, you have to make a shvua. Because Yisoyim, they don't know anything. If the loiva was around, you tell the loiva, Mister, you never pay. But the loiva is nishdor, the only Yisoyim. So then you have to go besides nishdor, you have to bring along.
It's only
Yisoyim. In fact, Yisoyim, especially the small.
It's Ketanin, it also applies to Gedolin.
Even Gedolin.
But if they were partners with the father, and
then they might be loivim themselves. But the fact that they were not involved in the business, and they do not know the father's financial matters firsthand.
They were learning in Kollel, supported by
exactly.
Kol Yungalit, yeah.
Exactly.
But why is it we say, so the Mava loses, why don't you say we put the Shua, Chazor the Sinai, meaning we give it to whoever. We don't know where to give it, but if we, why not give it the shvua to the Leviam, to the Lova,
right,
and say you can't swear the Yisomim.
He's dead.
Swear.
He's dead.
No, but he can't put the Yisomim now. Right. They
How
can't
can they swear?
Swear?
They don't know.
So they can't. So they can't swear. So
they can swear. We don't know. That doesn't. That's not very helpful.
Right, but then why are we putting it on the?
Because they at least have the benefit. They have the benefit of knowing if their father discussed it or reduced the validity of the debt by saying I was paid or
they can say
I don't know if it was paid, but I can promise you our father never said anything about it being paid.
That does
because at least it says. This is in good faith. This is a good faith claim. Because they can say, this is a shtar we found in our father's files, and in a good faith we're coming.
But I don't think that...
It's
that
good faith. Our father never discussed it. Our father never said he was paid. Even
Right. When he can't pass this on. So therefore, they can't swear either.
Nobody can swear. And that's why Chazrishvul Nesinai. Right.
And
says, we no longer have jurisdiction. the Bezin throws up its hand and says, we look through all of the Torah, all Torah Shabbat Peh, all the Tshuva Svarim, Shach and Taz, Mogen Avrom, Gant, Arba Chassim.
He cannot decide. He's got a star. He's got a star.
So you should say Yachloku?
Possibly.
That's what the Gemara Taka says. The Gemara asks, since we have a Machlokes and a Mishnah, whether you say Yachloku or Chazra, and we don't know what to do.
Boils down to in Bavel they do one thing, in Eretz Yisrael they do another.
Basically the same way. They do nothing.
So this case it would be according to Nachman, it would be Yachloku.
According to the way our Gemara said before, that in the Machloikis between Chodesh Shulim Kaima or Yachloku, said Rav Nachman, we passing Yachloku. So all that we're learning now is Hilei Gatoira, but it's not Halacha L'Maisa if you hold Yachloku. So just split it down the middle between the
Sonim and the Sumchus here. He's
a student of Meir. Anyway, we said Rav Yossi was a Senyach Lekhu. So Rav Yossi.
Anyway, so that Rav Yossi, until now we had Rav Seinu Shebebavel. Rav Seinu Shebebavel, we had the Machloik, we had Rav and Shmuel, and they say Chodesh Shmuel and Kaina. Now we get to Rav Seinu Shebebavel. And who is that? That's the famous Reb Abba.
Yes.
Who? Why is he so famous? Because we're going to get now into the famous story of Nascha de Reb Abba. Where is Nascha de Reb Abba? What makes it so famous? Because it's at, in Masechtas Bava Basra, and usually the Gemara is that people go and learn. So what does it say? The Hu Gavra, the Chot of Nascha Michabrei, person who stole a Nascha from his snack. I shouldn't say stole. He snatched a Nascha. Nascha usually means a silver bar, a bar of silver, whatever, from his chacha. Also, the coming Rabbi, he asked Rabbi, "I want my nascha back." Yosher Rabbi Kamei, Rabbi was sitting there as a Talmud of Rabbi, listening to the shayla. What happens now? I see Chatzada the Mecht of Chosh Vemine, the Chapi, the one that lost the nascha. He brought one aid that the other fellow snatched the nascha from him. Only one aid. Amalei. So the snatcher said, "In it's taka true, Chapi, I snatched it." But it was mine all along. Meaning that the one that's complaining that I took it from him, he had taken it from me. Now I got it back for the first time after 5 years, 25 years. I'm so happy to have it back. It was mine all along.
And there's no simon on something like this as well.
No simon.
Right.
Om Rabami. Heikhli daina daim lahaydina. How are we going to go and pask in the shayla? This is what Rabami is saying. Naim alei zil shlem. Should we say, give back the nascha? Lekatrei sadi. No two ways. There's one eight. Name Malay, since you have one eight is always Machai B'Shvua. Name Malay Zil Ishtaba, make a Shvua. Now, what Shvua should he make? The eight said, I saw you snatch away that Nascha. So, whenever you want to go and make a Shvua against the eight, and you have to say, no, it's not true. I hereby solemnly swear that I did not take away that Nascha.
Or he could say it was mine.
I didn't take away his nascha. Right. I took away my nascha.
What you said is beautiful. Says the Gemara, should we go and tell him Zilishtav and make a shvua that I didn't take it? Kiven the Omer Mechtav Chatfi, since he is moide umisvada that he taka took it, he snatched it. Havalik a gazel. Now we don't mean gazel literally that he's a gazel. What you mean to say is he's not able to make a shvua, just like a gazlan was not able to make a shvua. Oh. Why is he not able to make a shvua?
Because he took his own.
Because the shvua hamutelis olav, when you have an aid saying, you took the nascha, he has to be ready, willing, and able to make a shvua. No, I did not take the nascha. That is the shvua hamutelis olav. That's the concept of our Gemara, and that's what we said before, vis-a-vis, when the father had one form of shvua, and the kids had another form of shvua, that's not the shvua hamutelis olav. Ah, says Yimar, the same thing applies over here. If you look at the Rashi Lishtaba, Lishtaba is around 10 lines from the bottom of the Amud. Rashi. Let's go to Rashi before that. Ikachad Sada, about 10 lines before the end. The I Omar Loichatafti, if he would have said, no, I didn't take it, he would have to make a shvua to go and to deny and to challenge with the eight set.
To refute.
Thank you, that's a better word. To refute the eight. Lishtaba es ha-shvua she'ed mechayvoy. Let him now make the shvua. He's a moidbim, he's a koifer bar koil, and he said, in chat v'dichaf, and there's one eight that says, you took it. So, lishtaba es ha-shvua she'ed mechayvoy, in yoch. why the moide de chata, for eid mechayvay lishava shaloi chata, when an eid is made, what is he made? That you took it. You want to go and refute that eid, then you have to go make a shvuah. I didn't take it. The gabi hach shvuah hu posel ki gazlan eitzel kol shvuahs. The gabi this shvuah, since he's not qualified, not able to make that shvuah, that I didn't take it, because he's moida that he took it. I let him go make a shvuah, like you said, Barry. V'lekaleim l'shtabah didi dechotav, it's taka true. I took it, but I didn't take his, I took mine. Einzu hashvuah mutalis olav. The shvuah that he has to make, the Dibezin tells him, you are now mechuyif to make a shvuah, your shvuah has to be, I didn't take it. Can you make that? I can't make that shvuah, because I agree. I took it.
So why, to get to the bottom of things, why don't they make an amendation to the shvuah that would be more reflective of taking into account the claim that it was his originally?
I think that's a wonderful idea. But the Maisa,
the Eidus doesn't, can't go on whose it was. The Eidus can only go on the facts of did he snatch it or not. The fact that he says it was his is something that the aid or aidim are not there to...
Right, they can't corroborate.
They can't corroborate that. So without that corroboration, it's outside the... What do you think, especially with the parole evidence rule? It's not in the courtroom to decide that. That's prior to the case.
Good. So Zokti Gemara, so Omri Rababa, so now Rabami says, I don't know what to do now. We don't have to wait, and we only have one aid. He can't make a shvuah. Vozol minton. Omri Rababa, this is the Rabbi saying, you should be Eretz Yisrael. Have mechuyev shvuah v'en yochel yishova. He is mechuyev shvuah, but he can't make a shvuah. Mechuyev shvuah v'en yochel yishova mishalem. So that's why we started off the Gemara. Leheichen chosra. Omri Rabami, according to Rabbi Tzenish, Rabbi Rav and Shmuel, they would say, chosra shvuah l'shtinai. The Bezin throws up its hand and says, I cannot have further deliberations or jurisdiction over this case because I don't know what to do. He can't make a shvuah. He can't make a shvuah. He doesn't have rayas. He has no eidim. Nobody has anything. Chevra,
the Baal HaBayis can make a shvuah.
Which case? Where? We're talking about, we have two cases. We have the case of our Mishnah. We have the case here of the Gemara. So in the case of the Mishnah, we had that both parties, the Malb and the Leib, were both criminals or crooks to a certain extension. Both of them could not make a shvuah. So it says in the Mishnah, "Anu chazur shvuah l'mkayim." Remember, not according to Rabbi Yosi, according to Rameir. We don't pask in like that. Okay, but what did Rameir say? Chazur shvuah l'mkayim. What does that mean? According to Rav and Shmuel, it means we send up the case back to the Rabbi Yishlam. We say, Rabbi Yishlam, we have no way of deciding it. You take care of it up in Shemayim. That's the chazur shvuah of Sinai. According to Rabbi Shemitro, which is Rabbi Abba, no chazur shvuah l'mkayivla. Since the loiva can't make a shvuah, we send it to the malva. But the malva can't make a shvuah, so we send it back to the loiva. But we can't allow the loiva to make a shvuah because he's a criminal vis-a-vis shvuahs. So therefore, he has to pay kosheni yochel yishava mishalei.
So the one who chopped the silver bar has to give it back.
That's right.
In the case of the silver bar, he has to give it back. According to the Baba, that's correct. According to Rav Nachman, according to our Mishnah, Yachweiku, we're going to have to split the bar down the middle.
Cut it in half. Why can't we impose something on the claimant, on the prior holder of the bar, and say, can you swear that it was yours? Mm-hmm. I mean, why are we only attacking the snatcher?
Okay, so in our Mishnah, this particular case is when you have Choshet al HaShvuah. Connected chashur shvuah, then you go and transfer it to the other part.
So the snatcher is chashur, but the original guy. So why isn't the shvuah switch to the person with the supported by the witness who says?
No, I understand. So our Mishnah said if you have someone who's a chashur ala shvuah, then he cannot make the shvuah. Then we switch it to the other person. We transfer it.
Right.
This is not a case where he's chashur ala shvuah because he said in chafu v'didi chafu.
No, I'm talking about his opponent. Ruvain had the nascha. Shimon snatched it.
Correct.
Ruvain comes with one witness. Hey, Shimon, you took my property.
Right.
Why can't Ruvain make a shuah?
Ruvain can make 12 shuah.
No, saying that it's his.
But that's
his.
Not going to determine the case.
According to Rav Abba, he doesn't have to make a shuah. The fact that he has one witness and the other guy disqualified himself, he collects without a shuah.
Exactly.
Okay.
Okay, so now we have this machloikis between Rav Abba in explaining Reb Meir, again, not the Reb Meir of our Mishnah, but the way the Gemara has recoined Reb Meir, that everybody has decided, Reb Nachman, that it was Reb Yosef in the Echloiku, it's Reb Meir that says, Chozer Shvuah, Lemkoima, Do we learn like Rav and Shmuel, that means Chos L'Sinai, or do we say no, that Kol She'em Chuyiv Shmuel and Yochel Yishova is Mishal? So Omer Rav Kavos Rav Abba Mestav, I'll bring your Raya to Rav Abba. From the following Brice, the Tani Rav Ami, it says in the Pasuk, Shmuel is Hashem Tia Ben Shneim. This is talking about when you have a dispute between a Mafkid and a Shoimer. So then, how are we going to decide it? Shvua Hashem Tia Ben Shneim, meaning that the Shoimer is going to have to make a Shvua, depending on Shemachinim, Shemesacher, Shoil, whatever type of Shvua he's going to have to make, but he's going to have to make a Shvua. Now the Brice adds to that. Why does it say Shvua Hashem Tia Ben Shneim? Obviously, we're talking about the Mafkin and the Shoimer. We're not talking about...
Nobody's around. Nobody else is around.
Exactly. These are the only two parties. Says the Brice of Loi Ben Yorshim, that the Yorshim, there would not be a Shvuas Hashem Ben Shneim between the Yorshim. That's what the Brice says. So now the Gemara is analyzing the Brice. Hey, Chidam. Ilei Megram Avein Mono Le'Ava B'Yad Avicha. Are we talking about a situation that... We're talking about Yorshim, right? So Loi Ben Yorshim. So the Yorshim are now saying, the Yorshim of the Mafkin are saying to the Yorshim of the Shoimer, and they said, hey, we have in our papers, we have a shtar, we have a receipt, whatever, that your father had $100 that belonged to our father. He has the mana, the omalei. Now the Yorshim of the loive say back, chamshin islay, v'chamshin leslay. No. It's taka true what you said about originally there was 100. However, father already gave back half of the pikadon, $50, is only $50 left. Okay, so what happens under these circumstances? Since they are being toyin tainis bari, frank timara malihu umali abua. Just like the father could have made a shvua, because the moid, not only could have, he had to make a shvua because it was a moid mitzvah, 50-50, so then the children should also make that same shvua, if they're saying that we know for a fact. Right, we're talking about Elam and the Omalei. One of the Abbiyot Beivicha, the Omalei, he responds, Chamshin Isle, Chamshin Lesle. That's a Shvuas Bari, a Tainis Bari. So why shouldn't he make a Shvua? Why do we say Shvuas Hashem Tia Ben Shneim? Vli Beni Yorshim. Let the Yorshim also make a Shvua. Maliu Maliavu. See the last Rashi. Maliu Maliavu. Miachashu Toyin Tainis Bari. I know that father paid back 50. And he only owes 50. So let me. It's a Macha Shvua. The Shvua should be that he paid back 50 and made a mixes. So why does it say Vli Beni Yorshim? Elav must be that the fact pattern of that price is talking about the Omalei Manalav of Yadavicha. You owe us because your father was the Shoimer and we want to get back our 100. Omalei, and he says, Chamshin Yadav, 50 I know for sure father paid. Chamshin that the other 50 I don't know. I don't know. Ah, so therefore, Zakti Mara, I am Rispishloima Oviv Kihai Gavna Mechayiv, if you're going to go and tell me, this is a classic case of Misha Mechuyiv Shvua, meaning that if the father was in the exact same fact pattern, that he was able to respond, 50 I paid you back, the other 50 I don't remember, I have no recollection. Could he have made such a shvua? I mean, you can make a shvua, but that shvua is worthless. I make a shvua that I don't remember. Mazel tov. So you don't remember, but that's worthless. So Ibazoi, that would be a person who's mechuyev shvua. Ve'eini yochel lishava. Mishalim. If you're going to say like Rav Abba holds that Mishalim ke'egavna mechayev, it's the Quran, the Mifti Gabi Yorshim. That's why I have the Pasuk that is saying in this Brisa. When do I say Shvua Hashem Ben Ti and Shneim? And if he's not able to make a Shvua, he has to be Mishalim, that's Ben Shneim. Well, he's been a Yorshim, but the Yorshim wouldn't say that. Why? Because what is the Yorshim supposed to know over here? He's not the one that was Mechuyiv Shvua. He can best say that I didn't find anything in the Lepakad No Abba. See, Amir Bishleim Elviv Ki Agavna Mechayiv, that he's Mechuyiv like Rav Abba says, Mechuyiv Lishalim. Because he's Eini Yochel Yishova, because it's a Suffolk. I don't know what I paid back or not, I just don't remember. It's Eini Yochel Yishova, Mishalim Likr Baba. The Kiyai Gavna Mechai, if you're going to say Kiyai Gavna Mechai, it's the Chrol, the Mifti Gabi Yoshim, that's why we say, only the father has to pay, but if the Yoshim don't know, they don't have to pay. So that's the Kavana of the Pasuk, according to that price. Eli Amritz of Kiyai Gavna Nami Potter, if you're going to go and tell me, like Rav and Shmuel, since the father is Eini Yochel Yishova, he can't make a Shmuel. So what do? Chaz Shmuel is Sinai, and Kodesh Baruch Hu will decide it. The Bezin can't decide it, so therefore he's going to be Potter. So Kral the Gabi Yoshin Lamali, what do I need a Pasuk to go and tell you? Not only the father is going to be Potter, but I'm a Mayit for Loishol Yorishim. That what? They're going to be Mechuyiv. Avada, they're also going to be Potter. So that's not a Loishol Yorishim. Yorishim are exactly the same predicament to the father, the exact same situation. So therefore, says the Gemara, I have a raya from that brisa to Reb Abba that the father would have been mechuyev. He's ain yochel yishava. He's mishalem. Mashenkin the yorshim are not. They're not able to be shava, but they don't have to be mishalem because that's the kavanas haposik. So that's what the pasuk is telling you. They do not have to pay. If according to Rabbi Shmuel, even in the case of the malva loiva, you're telling me since the loiva doesn't know for sure efshio efshanish, and therefore he cannot make a shmuel. Chaz shmuel the Sinai, he's going to be potter. So what's v'loy ben yarshim? Ben yarshim also going to be potter. So the loy ben yarshim doesn't make sense, and therefore it's mistaber from the brisa a riot to Rabbi Abba against Rabbi Shmuel. So Frank Gemara, Oy bazoy Rabbi Shmuel, Haish was Hashem, my darshi be. What are they going to darshin? So they taka disagree with that previous brisa. Not that they should be disagreeing on their own. Okay, Rav Tanu Balik Shmuel Ashayla. But I have another brisa. Who is this other brisa? Kesanya Shimon Ben Tarvanoim. Shvuah Hashem Tia Ben Shneim. Malamich Shvuah Chol Al Shneim. Ah, that's what the pasuk is coming to tell you. Not to exclude Yorshim, but to go and tell you that anybody that makes a false shvuah, it's not only that the person who made the false shvuah is a shtikl chayiv, but even the other side, Shekinegdoi, is also chayiv.
Why?
What did he do wrong?
Yeah, what's going on?
Very good, what's going on? So you all remember...
Don't get involved with
troublesome people.
Okay, so that's the Rashi on top of Lamites Omid Beis. Lamites Omid Beis, the top Rashi. Rashi there is also quoting the same. It's Chola Al Shneim. You see the top Rashi. Lamites 39b. Vozok Rashi. Shishneim Nenoshim Bo. Both of them get an Oidish. Not only the guy that made the bad shvuah. The Malv also, Shloidiktik Limsar Mamoine Biyad Neman, Uboili Dechil Hashem. When you do business, don't go and just do business with anybody in the street. First go and do
diligence. Do unsavory people.
Exactly. Go and take a Dun & Bradstreet report to see whether this guy has ever made a shmai dry before.
Wake up with flies.
Don't let money in trouble.
Was that nachmul?
If you lay down with dogs, you wake up with flies.
Please.
Very good expression. So that's the. So now you're saying, how does one remember that there is a Rashi din Lamites? It's very easy because Tosis brings it. If you look at the Tosis, the first wide line of the Tosis down below, Chol Hashneim, the Nenash Hamashbia, Afila Dinimo, even if he's right, Kipirish Bekunjus, Bresha, Dayanam, Le'el, Daf Lamites, Amit Beit, Vechenira, etc., etc. So therefore, and now I have a new Drasha for Tien Ben Shneim to tell you that the Shvur is on both of them. The Oynish of making a false Shvur. We're not saying that the Mal will be get the same oinish as the loiva. After all, he didn't make a false shvuah. He's not the criminal. But just the fact that he also participated in something that eventually brought to Chil Hashem, he's also ashtikala, also chayv. Now, since we brought, so Lamaisa, with this we have now, if you will, refuted the raya that was so strong to the Baba from the previous brisa, because Rabbi Shmuel said, that's you got a brisa. We learned was a Shem Tiamat name for another brisa, for another limud. So machloik is how you darish in the bench name. Now that we mentioned Shim Ben Tarfin, you'll notice that Shim Ben Tarfin is not a household name that you get every day. So therefore, the brisa already brings another three or four memes of Shim Ben Tarfin that have nothing to do with what we were learning. Shim Ben Tarfin, oyna. As horli oikiv acher noyef minayin. What is an oikiv acher noyef? Says Rashi on the third line, Nasasli apotropis lahargil loinoshim liniyof. You have a person, unfortunately, that is very, very, he has a tremendous desire to go and live with other women, and you have his apotropis, somebody that supplies those women. Nowadays they call them the traffickers or whatever.
Him?
Whatever the name is, but that person is the oikiv acher noyef, and he's the one that is also chayiv. How do I know? Minayin. Talmud Limit says in the pasuk loy sinof, you should read it as if it says loy sanif, which means not only should you not go and be involved in the sinof, but also don't cause other people. What's the raya that I should read it that way? It says as a marshah, because normally if it was referring to don't you yourself live, it would say loy sishkav, loy savoy, don't do beer, don't do ashchiva. What's this loshen niyuf? Niyuf means not only you, but anybody that participates in he's also responsible for giving him the supply. Another member, this is talking about the Meraglim, and it says, means literally, v'terogna means that you said lushin hara moitzi shemra in your oyhalim about this terrible report that we just received from the 10 out of the 12 meraglim. V'toyim rubesinus hashem oisanu, etc. So now, what's bothering the Gemara v'terogna ba'aleichem that you only spoke poorly inside your oyhalim? This was b'fahesia. They were making an open merid and they're saying, "Oh, Moshe Har, what are you selling us? A kettle of fish, or whatever the expression is, that Eretz Yisrael is terrible. The sin of Hashem Yisrael is gefalach. Shem betarf and oimer, you have to read the word vateirognu as Rosh Tevis, meaning two words together. The word tar from teirognu is tartem, tap is Lush and tartem is oretz. You spied the land, and gonu is viginisem, and then you said that you humiliated and you shamed the land by saying bad words about it. Where Balechem Bahali Shal Mokam, the place where Kodesh Baruch Kaviyachal resides, where his Mokam Eshchin is in Eretz Yisrael. Ah, that's what Terug Malechem. You guys, you did the spying, and then you spoke poorly about the Shal Mokam, about Eretz Yisrael.
Is El Shal Mokam the Mishkan or Eretz Yisrael?
Of course it's going in Eretz Yisrael, because there was no Mishkan at that time. They
The Mishkan was already in the time of Rabin, was Mishkan.
Well, we're talking about that they came back from Eretz Yisrael, and they're talking poorly about the Oil Shemokim. So not talking about
The Oil Shemokim, not in the Oil Shemokim.
Exactly.
Thank you. That answers my question.
Very good. Perfect. And we continue on with the final one. Ad Hanor Hagodl Nehar Pras. Now, if you go and open up the Brachos Chumash, you'll see that there were four Naharis altogether, and the least of them was Nehar Pras. Why is it referred to Nehar Gadol? It was the Shvachis, the weakest of all the four. Nevertheless, we refer to it as the Nehar Gadol.
Kiddush Rabbah on Shabbos Day.
Similar. Shemitarf and Oymer. Krav legabi dehina v'idhin. The word dehina means a perfumery, a person that sells perfumes. If you go into a perfume store and afterwards you come out, you'll see that there's still some perfume that attaches to your body or to your clothes. So therefore, he's saying the same thing. Since you know why Nahar Gadol Nahar Paras, because it's right next to Eretz Yisrael. And you know it's next to Yisrael, since Eretz Yisrael is so great. How do we know? Because the Pasuk, if you knew, look at Pasuk number 4, Pnu Sulechem, Vayir Har Maroy, and then it says at the end, Eretz Kanani Valvonoin, Adenor HaGadol Nahar Paras. If you attach yourself to Eretz Kanani, which means Eretz Yisrael, just like Eretz Yisrael is so great, so too the Nor Pras, which flows into an next Eretz Yisrael, also, Krav Gabi, Dehina Ve'idhin, you get the same title of being the God. Tverim Shmuel Tana, a similar part, Eben Melech Ki Melech, just like the Melech is the one in charge, very often his right-hand man, the assistant, is the real guy in charge.
He's the Avrech,
okay, like Parai and his oysters. So here too, he's the Eben Melech Ki Melech, so you're the Nor that serves Eretz Yisrael, you're like the Melech, you're the Nor Godel like Eretz Yisrael. Okay, getting back to our Mishnah. That was the final one of those where we took the Shavua and we put in the other ones. And remember, what was the case of the Mishnah? The case of the Mishnah was that a person was a balabas. He's going away, the mashal, on a vacation for a week. And he says to his payalim, you have nothing to worry about. The chenveni is going to supply you with money or with food, etc. And he told the chenveni, you please supply. And everybody said, yo, great idea. Chenveni, I'll give to them. And the payalim are going to say, we're going to get from him. Everything is great. Now he returns a week later, and he says to the payalim, oh, chenveni really was nice to you. He gave you the money. What are you talking? We came, we stood online. He didn't give us a penny. He wouldn't even give us a challah for Shabbos. We were all member, the whole Shabbos we had to go to as many kiddushes in town because we had no food. It was terrible. And then the balabas is so upset. And he goes to the chenveni. Chenveni, you didn't go and give. What are you talking about? I gave a kiyada. I gave him everything that you asked me to give him. I gave him money. I gave him kigal. I gave him fish. I gave him everything. Kimt. Dr. Shelby.
Yes.
Kim.
I'm trying. People are so gracious.
And they're so ecstatic to see you. Can you imagine?
It's always a fine thing.
Finally, a pun. We haven't had a pun yet.
Yeah, exactly.
Not yet.
Okay. Give him a chance. Anyway, so remember, it says in our Mishnah, so what do you do? Both the chenveni said, I gave them the money or the fish, and they said, this is a fishy story because we didn't get anything. So we said, according to the Tanakhama, both of them make a shvua, he's going to have to pay twice. Double. And then Benana says, how are you going to allow for that? It's going to be a shvua shav. And therefore, neither of them have to make a shvua, and both of them collect, unfortunately, from the balabus. And the balabus will learn his lesson the next time. Go and make sure you get receipts and get aid them and get started. Don't just do it all balpeh because you see what can happen.
But yes. For the fish, they can get a tip.
fishing hit a fin?
And there's a five.
What's the scale of length?
We'll weigh that comment on the scales to see whether it's really a good pun or not. Okay, anyway, so that was the Chen Ben-Al Pinkos, so we had the Tanakama and we had Ben-Nanis. Now we have Rebbe, and we're not exactly sure what Rebbe holds. Tanya, Omer Rebbe, Toirich Shvua Zulama. Why are we matriach with a Shvua? What does that exactly mean? So Rashi says that we have a suffix in the Gemara, what Rebbe really mean to say. Does he hold like Ben-Nanis? Don't be matriach either party to make a Shvua, just pay them, because we don't want to have chas v'shom shvua shav. Or do we mean to say we shouldn't have both of them making a shvua, let only the poyalim, they should make the shvua, and the chenveni is going to have to go and pay them because he said that he paid them, and they said we didn't get paid, and they made a shvua, and the chenveni is going to have to go and pay them. Now it's true that the chenveni is going to go and get reimbursed from the balabus. However, if he in fact paid out already once, in other words, if they are lying, these payalim, and he already paid out once, and he's going to have to pay out a second time. Assuming that Itaka didn't pay. Good. He's now going to pay for the first time. So, if you look at the Rashi just quickly, Rashi's parallel to our Gemara. Turech shvua zulama, shishneim bon lebezin, shetete shvua shav mid binayim. We don't want that there should be a shvua shav. V'loi pirish Rebbe Maisvirle. We don't know what he really holds. Does he hold? Neither party makes a shvua. They both collect. Or maybe he meant to say that the chenveni should not make a shvua, only the payalim, or yafsid chenveni b'shvua's payalim. The one party will make the shvua, that's payalim, and the chenveni will lose out, meaning, but he won't make a shvua. So now the question is, what does Rebbe hold? Now before the Gemara even attempts to explain that, the Gemara says that after Rebbe said, Torech shvua zulama, Omalei Rebchia responded to him, he said, Tanina, I don't understand what you're asking about, Rebbe Teirich Shvu Zulama. Didn't you yourselves codify the Mishnah? You wrote the Mishnah, right? Remember Robert said that before? That Shneim Nishboim Enoilin Mibalabayis. So what are you telling us? Why should we matriach to make a Shvu? Except for Ben-Nanis, the Tanakhama Mishnah says, they both make a Shvu and we are matriach. And you put that in our Mishnah. So now the question is, Kibli Minei Lekim Minei. Did Rebbe take Reb Chiya's advice or his point from the Mishnah, or does he still continue to hold Teirich Shvua Zulam? Zok Timor Toshema, let's try to be poishim. The Sani Rebbe Oimer, Pialim Nishboim Lechenveni, the Pialim, they have to make a Shvua to the Chenveni, to the storekeeper. So let me ask you a question. If Rebbe agrees, ultimately, Kibbul Minei, he agreed that both of them make a Shvua, Shneim Nishboim Benoitlin, who do they make the Shvua to? They don't make the shvua to me or to you.
No,
they make the shvua to the balabas. Mm-hmm. The balabas who comes back from his vacation and says, well, I hope you all got the money from the chenveni. No, chenveni says, I paid them, but you owe me the money. The bayalim said, we didn't get paid a nickel. So why are they being nishba to the chenveni? They should be nishba to the balabas. V'im Isa, if you're going to tell me that he, Rebbe, ultimately, kibli minei, he agreed with Reb Chiya, the shneim and nishba menoitlin, then Isa the Balabayas be boile. Then we should be swearing to the Balabas, not be swearing to the Chenveni. So therefore, it would appear that he did not change his mind. And therefore, we can be poishit not only that he didn't change his mind, but remember the Rashi said, I don't know what Rebbe holds. Does he hold neither makes a Shavua? Or does he hold Yafsid Chenveni b'shvuas poyalim? That the poyalim are going to make a shvua to the chenveni, you never paid us, pay us now. And the chenveni is going to lose out, and if he previously paid, he'll have to pay twice. Ah, that's what it sounds like from this braisa, because Rebbe said, poyalim shvua in the chenveni, not to the balabas. There is a shvua, not like Ben-Nanis. Ben-Nanis said, neither makes a shvua.
And the balabas loses.
And the balabas loses twice, exactly, which means he loses really only once, because
he owed legitimately.
So he has to pay two times, and you're right. Anyway, so the point is, since Rebbe said Payal Nishbon Lechenveni, so we've already been poshed that part of the Shaila, that it wasn't like Ben-Nanis, neither makes a Shvua, and when Rebbe said Terech Shvua Zulama, we shouldn't be Mechai both sides, only the Payalim and not the Chenveni. And that's proof positive, because it says Payal Nishbon Lechenveni. And also shows that he was not Mekabel what Rebbe Chiya told him, Shnei Nishbon Menoitlin, because otherwise he would say Nishbon Lebalabayis, and not Lechenveni. Amar Rava says you really have no raya whether he accepted it or not. Why? Because it couldn't mean Piyal Nishbon Balabayis, the Maimid Chenveni, Kehechid Lichsafu Minei. obviously somebody is lying. Why do you assume that the Chanvi is lying? Maybe the Payalim are lying. So to a shtickle intimidate them, we say, since we have that famous rule, Ein Odem Mei is part of Afnei Bal Choyvoi, so therefore we want the Payalim Dafke make the Shvur with the Chanvini standing. Because if the Chanvini paid them, presumably they would be intimidated, shamed into making such a Shvur, if the Chanvini Taka paid them. So have the Chanvini stand there. So it could be that we Taka learn Shneim Nishboim Menoitlin. Why does it say Chanvini should say Balabayas? It's Taka Balabayas. But Bifnei B'mamedo Chanvini. So bottom line is, we've not been able to be poishit whether or not Rebbe changed his mind or didn't change his mind, and we leave it at that. And from now, from Itma, we start a brand new sugya. The reason why we bring it is because later on, the Gemara is going to try to bring a raya from our Mishnah, but on the surface, it's unrelated. Itma. Shteki ti edem hamakhishoit zu ezu. We're not talking about necessarily mominous. Rashi gives an example. For instance, there were Chas v'Shalom Eroi Tzeach that killed Nebuchadnezzar, the victim. Who it was the one that did it? Shnayim Oimrim Horag. Look at Rashi, see the second wide line of Rashi in the middle wide lines. Hamachish Zuzu, Shnayim Oimrim Horag. They say Nebuch, Yankel Nebuch did the Hariga. Shnayim Oimrim Horag. No, it wasn't Yankel. Yankel was somewhere else. He was at it. It doesn't have to be a Zoimim. Imono Yisim, they know it wasn't Yankel.
They say the Edom were with him, they say Yankel was with him.
Okay.
They're not saying Emmanuel Yisem, they're saying the Rotzeach, the accused, was with them.
Well, that's normally what the Emmanuel Yisem means. He wasn't there on 91st Street, Chas v'Shalom.
No, they said the Edom. It's always about the Edom.
In Chicago.
No, the Zomim are saying the Edom are with us elsewhere. Here they're saying the
okay, mask. Okay, very good. Excellent. So the bottom line is that you have Shnayim Oimer Hoga, Shnayim Oimer Loihaga. So now they're obviously Makrish Ze Ezet. What do we do now under these circumstances? And the Bezin is not going to kill the victim, obviously, execute not the victim, the accused, right, because you have to pay rent. But I don't, 50-50, could be they're telling the truth, could be they're telling. So we have now Machloikis Rav Huna and Rav Chizda. What are the ramifications? And any other future litigation, any other future time that the Bezin is going to need Edom, either pair of Edom can come on their own and be made, because each one has a cheskis kashrus, and even though we know that one of these two is not telling the truth, but we don't know which one, so we have to leave them on the cheskis kashrus, so each one of them can come in future dintoidus. The first pair of Reuven and Shimon can go and testify, and there's no way of saying, no, you're liars. No, the other guy's a liar. And similarly, if you have Levi and Yehuda, they're going to want to testify in another litigation, another entire. Each one can go be made.
Segregated into two camps, two levels.
Rashi says that the reason why the Gemara uses this expression, Zubab, if they have to be either, because Kuli Alma Moida, if you wanted to go and take one aid, let's say Reuven from Reuven and Shimon, and you want to put him together with Levi from Levi and Yehuda, that certainly is no good, because one of the pair of Edom is telling a falsehood, so one of them is lying. I don't know whether it's Reuven and Shimon or whether it's Levi and Yehuda, but one thing's for sure, if I'm going to take Reuven from one and Levi from the other,
I have one postulate.
One of them is a Zichra postulate, because one of them is Zichra Shakra.
So Edus is like Shvua, that once someone is postulate the Shvua, they're no good for future Shvuas. So similar to by Edus, once someone is choshed al Edus,
exactly,
we apostle him for future Edus.
Absolutely.
At least in this narrow class of lawsuits.
Exactly. So therefore, Zubah b'yatav neither, each one is on their own, fine, but the two of them together, no good. Or Rav Chizda Omar, v'hadi sadi shakri lamali, since I don't know who is the one that's saying the shkatrim, I'm going to apostle both pair of Edom. So Rav Huna is being very generous and gracious. Both of them can go and be made separately, separate bati dinim, separate cases. Fine. Rav Chizda says, no, we have to throw the books at him because I don't know who's right and who's wrong. Not that he's saying for sure they're both shkarim, but since I don't know, suffix shkarim, I can't let them be made any longer. So now, based on this, the Gemara is going to give us four possible fact patterns, four scenarios, and the Gemara is going to analyze each one in the light of this machlokes between Rav Huna and Rav Chizda. Says the Gemara. First case, Shnei Malvin Ushnei Loivin Ushnei Shtaris. You have two separate Malvim, one Malva demanding from a Loive, pay me, another Malva in another Bezdin, another Loive, pay me. I say another bezin. It doesn't have to be another bezin, but just to dramatize. These are two separate cases, two malva and two leitzim. And ushtei shtaris. Each one of them, one malva has hishtar, and in the other case, the other malva has hishtar. Okay, so what do we do now? Hainu plutai. So that is exactly the machlokes that we're talking about. Now, the two shtaris that we're talking about is that one shtar was signed by the first pair of Edom, and the second shtar was signed by the second pair of Edom. So one of the shtaris is a kosher shtar, the other one is not a kosher shtar because they're bad edim. I just don't know which one is which. So according to Ravuna, since I say zubav if neyatzu meida, zubav neyatzu meida, so then we have to assume that this shtar is kosher, and we have to assume that this shtar is kosher. So both malvim will be able to collect from both loivim, even though one of the shtaris is possible, but I don't know which one. So therefore, they'll both be able to collect on their shtaris. However, according to Rav Chisda, neither of them will be able to go and collect because Bahari Sadi Shakri Lamali. Maybe this is Apostle Ishtar, maybe this is Apostle Ishtar. Neither Malva can collect from the Loiva based on the Ishtar. So that's the Mamish Tamachlek. So let's go on to another case. Malva Veloiva Ushne Ishtars. You have the same Malva and the same Loiva. In other words, not two separate Malva and Loiva. Same Malva, same Loiva. And the Malva is now being towain. I want to get paid based on two separate loans. Ishtar number one and Ishtar number two. Shtar number one was for $200, shtar number two was for $100. Okay, now clearly one of the two shtaris is possible. I just don't know which one. Ah, says the Gemara, here there's no machlokes. Both Rav Huna and Rav Chisda say that you can certainly collect based on one of the two shtaris because one of them is certainly kosher. One of them is certainly not kosher. So now you're going to tell me, so which one can you go and demand payment to be able to collect on? Yeah, Baal HaShtar HaTachtoinu will be able to collect on the $100 one and not on the $200 one. Because even if the $100 star is the bad star, but so then the two, then he owes him $200. Yeah, but maybe it's not $200, maybe it's only $100. So Yesh Bechlal Masayim Mana, within the $200 is included $100. So either he's going to collect $100 based on the $100 star, or he'll collect the $100 based on 50% of the $200 star. But certainly he can go and collect the $100 according to everybody. So that's fine. Now we come on to case number three. Shnei Malvin Veloive, Veloive Echad. You have two lenders, one Loive, and we have these two shtaris, one which is a good shtar and one which is not a good shtar. And each one of the Malvin says, I want to get paid on my shtar. So now, what's the din? Ushnei shtaris, once again, one shtar is kosher, one's not. So it's more Haina Maslisen. That's the case of our Mishnah. Now, what does he mean that's the case of the Mishnah? If you hold like Rav Huna, and Rav Huna says, Zubov if Neyatamida, Zubov if Neyatamida, we have
bananas, that's bananas.
One second. What's the din? Ushnei shtaris, haina masisin. Just like in our Mishnah, unfortunately the balabas gets ripped off, whether it's with two separate shvuas by the two parties, that is the pilim and the chenveni, or according to bananas, even without shvuas, but unfortunately the balabas is going to have to pay twice. Here too, says Agamar, the loiv is going to have to pay twice according to everybody. Why is he going to have to go and pay twice? Because we have two shtaris, not according to everybody, according to Rav Huna. You're going to have to go and collect twice. Why would you collect twice?
Because each is independently kosher.
Exactly. Since he said, Zubav v'yatzim ida, Zubav v'yatzim ida, we have to assume that each one of the shtaris is kosher. So when Reuven says to Shimon, here's my shtar. Maybe it's kosher, maybe not kosher. If you cannot prove otherwise, Rav Huna says, you have a cheskes kasheris, kosher shtar. And now when Levi comes to the same Shimon and he brings the shtar, Levi said, Shimon says, come on, if Reuven's shtar is kosher, your shtar is not kosher. Yeah, but you can't prove one way or the other. So unfortunately, the Levi is going to have to pay twice, and that's like our Mishnah, that unfortunately the Balabas will have to pay twice. Yoshua is Nishvua, but he has to pay twice. And now with the final cases, the Beis Lovin, Umal Ve'echad, Ushnei shtaris. Again, two shtaris, you have two Levin, two borrowers, and you only have one Malva. So what's the din in this case? So the Malva comes to the two Levin, he goes to Levin number one, and Levin number one says, don't come to me, go to Levin number two. Because your star against me is wrong. Now he goes to Levin number two, and the Levin number two says, he pushes him. So both push in the other direction. What do you do? So Rav Chisda clearly says, Rashi, there's no Shaila. He holds that both shtaris are possible, because the Hadi Sadi Shakri Lamali, nothing to talk about. However, the Malva that we're talking about over here, you have one Malva. So why should the Malva be able to go and collect twice? After all, one of these shtaris is possible. Can he collect twice? Can he not collect twice? The Gemara, my teiku tishbi yataretz. We leave that for a future case. We're just going to add another few lines to go to the two dots. Matzah Rav Huna bar Yehuda. So Matzah Rav Huna asks, what is this talking about? We're not talking about a retzicha chas v'shalom. We're not talking about dini mominis. We're talking about edesach chodesh. And we're trying to figure out how far the moon was on the horizon. So you have two edim. One of them says it was beis mardois. A mardeya is a melamed boker. Melamed boker means a cattle prod. The cattle prod is yichvais, 10 feet tall or whatever it is. And so therefore one said it was two mardois, like 20 feet over the horizon. And the other one says, no, it was three. It was 30 feet over the horizon. So the Gemara Yedusa and Kayemis, we can go and be mitzvah of those two edim. Why? Because people can make a mistake. After all, you're looking in the sky. You're not measuring here down below. So he thought it's two. He thought it's three. It's within the same range of possibility.
Tolerable.
Oh. One says it's three. The other one says five. Mm-hmm. Oh, a difference of two. That's really not a tolerable situation. Yedusa mitzvah. However, we could take these two edim who are makhish zeh ezeh, and based on them we're saying edus and betela, and we can mitzaref either one of them with somebody else in another edus somewhere else.
Even monetary case,
my love the edus mamon, even the monetary case. So according to Rav Huna, it's fine, because Rav Huna says you haven't proven that either one is possible. Each one has a cheskes kashrus, so we can go and use them in future edus and in future cases. However, according to Rav Chisda says, Bahadi Sadi Shakri Lomali, both of them l'choira are deemed to be liars. How can I go and be mistar of them to any future case? Amarava, we're not talking about edus mamon. We're talking about this moon right now that we're looking at on the horizon. Who v'achem mitzar from the edus acheres or rish chodesh? Edus acheres means to form a new cut, a new pair of edim for this rish chodesh. What does that mean? We have two edim, Reuven and Shimon. Reuven says that it was three mardois. Shimon says that it was five mardois. The Bezin says we cannot go and conclude the case of the Yor Nisht until we have another eight. Bring in another eight. If one more eight comes and says three, three and three, we have now two. Three plus three is two. How could it be? Hey, that was good. Anyway, the point is now we can go and be mitzaref the three and the three. Or for that matter, if another eight comes in and says five, we mitzaref him with the other one that says five.
If someone has four, you have three eight of them. As it were.
Oh, boy. Anyway, so look to you more. Who v'ach mitzaref leit z'chesh or rish choydish to havalu trei v'chad, because at that point it will be two against one. The two eight that say three, and the other one says five, two against one. Or if you have two that say five, and the other one says three, again two against one. But certainly we wouldn't go and say necessarily that they're kosher for Eidus Mamay. So therefore we have no kasha on Rav Chisda after all. We're talking about this Eidus Achoydish. Find one more Eid and pair him up for this particular Eid. Have a wonderful day, Rosh Hashanah.